Tories take NHS heroes to court. Michelle Gerard Rucroft, nurse practitioner and RCN steward. Since the Royal College of Nursing, RCN, vote to strike, was announced on the 2nd of November 2022, the Tories have used every delaying tactic they can muster to try to stop the striking, including entering into negotiations to only offer a paltry sum. After RCN members went against the advice of the union's leadership, and rejected the Tories' insulting offer, the union gave the mandatory 14-day notice period, to commence a 48-hour walkout from 8 p.m. on the 30th of April. The Tories claimed that to strike on the 2nd of May would be unlawful, calling on the Anti-Trade Union Act 2016 that limits workers' strike mandate to a period of 6 months. The explanatory notes, which are available on the government website, include a discretionary provision to extend this period to 9 months, if agreed by the union and employer. The judge ruled in favor of the Tories, and deemed the last hours of the strike, on the 2nd of May, illegal. The strike was forced to end at 23:59 on the 1st of May. The RCN will now ballot its members for a new strike mandate. The government's bully boy tactics will instill a further sense of anger among nurses. It is up to us, fighting trade unionists in the workplace, to make sure the Tories' tactics don't succeed, to give nurses confidence that we do not have to accept a significantly below inflation pay deal. This bullying Tory government would like to impose even stricter anti-trade union laws. We must stop them. The Tories must not be allowed to bully us, who they declared heroes. And they must not be allowed to further decimate our NHS.